Thank goodness we're going to get to him because he was about to leave because all the commercials and all our banter going on and Morris Chestnut or whoever it was on the radio there. I have long driver Landon Gentry joins me. Landon, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. You know, you're from Jacksonville, Florida. It's been raining a lot down there lately.
Yeah, we've got a lot of rain lately.
They're going to float away. Give me a feel for what time are you hitting today, by the way?
I think 9:15 I'm on the tee.
All right, 9:15, you're on the tee. Yeah. So it's 8:43 right now. You got a half an hour.
Yeah.
After you get off here, what's the warm-up to be able to hit it 400 yards?
I take it like I'm on the tee box. I'll go up there and I'll get six balls and I'll hit six ball sets and try to, figure out what club I'm going to hit with, kind of what gamer I'm going to go with and go from there. But, it's 100% all the time. There's no 85% swings. There's 100% from the time you get there to the time you leave.
All right, so how many drivers are you going to be working with this morning?
I brought six. I'll probably take three to the tee with me.
Three to the tee.
Yeah.
So the three best ones from up on the range?
Yeah, three best ones from up on the range.
Are they all the same, or are they all slightly different, or what do you got?
They're all the same lofts. They're all 4.5-degree lofts. They're all 3X stiff shafts, but they all CPM a little differently, so some might be a little softer than others, just depending on how they're built. But they're pretty close to it.
Mike, that's the same loft as your putter.
Well, yeah, I was thinking, when you have six that are almost identical, is it just like which one is not behaving well, stays in timeout, and the other three go to the tee?
Yeah, that's pretty much how we do it, Whichever one's acting the best that day, it's like children.
Now, you've won some of these before. How many championships do you have in your career?
I've won three LDA Tour events, a couple of independent events, about three or four independent events, and two international wins as well, one in Sweden and one in Mexico this past summer.
How many of these do you hit in a year?
It depends. It depends on my schedule. Anywhere from probably 7 to 10 a year.
Now, are you already qualified for the finals later on in the year? Or are you still working on that?
No, I'm still working on that. Finished top 32 last year, so top 16 got an exemption, so that's why I'm here today to try to qualify.
All right. So what's the longest drive you have ever hit in one of these competitions? And I'm not saying like on a, on an airport runway or something like that, in one of these competitions.
441.
441, Mike. That takes you three to get there.
at least. At least, because I've got to find it, and then I've got to take a drop, and yeah, that's at least three, four shots.
What kind of training do you go through to be able to hit it 441?
There's a lot that goes into it. I'm in the gym 3 to 4 days a week, and three days on the range hitting balls. Work on a lot of core exercises, a lot of leg strength, and then we do some overspeed training as well to try to get the hands going through the hitting zone a little quick.
So you're telling me it's not cupcakes and Bud Light?
No, I wish it was. I'd be a lot better at it if it was. But yeah, it's definitely not.
And I'd have qualified last night.
Yeah.
Well, Landon, let me ask you this: this is so specific. This movement is something you train for. Are you a good golfer? Or are you a long driver?
That depends on who you ask.
How about somebody who knows something about golf who's seen you play?
He's taking a lot of crap right now about to answer this question. I'm just telling you that right now.
You know, it's funny. Some days, because we do something so specific that that's what we train for. So
right.
We don't go out and hit seven irons like a Jordan Spieth or a Tiger Woods would do. We go out and hit drivers all day long. So, some days we'll go out and I can shoot 75, and the next day I'll go out and I'll shoot 85 because the driver's not working. And that's our Achilles heel. If we're not hitting it good, we're not going to get off the tee well. And if you don't get off the tee well, you're not going to score well. You can't get to the green.
Well, that's the thing. You see Jamie Sadlowski goes out the other day and shoots 65, in the U.S. Open qualifier.
Yeah.
You haven't seen him. I personally haven't seen his name as much at the top of the long drive leaderboards. Do you think somebody like him is making more of a transition maybe to play?
Yes and no. We have some good golfers. We have some great golfers that can hit it a long, long way. And, they just have to figure out what they want to do. But, 1% of the world does what we do, and that's hit a ball, 375 plus yards on any given stretch of grid or fairway, whatever you want to call it. There's a small population of people that can do what we do. So
now, Landon, can you? You're getting ready to tee off here in about 25 minutes. Can you feel it right when you get there? Do you know stepping up there that it's going to be a good day, or that you might have to work a little harder to make it happen? Do you know? Can you feel it?
Yeah, I can. I mean, I can pretty much tell you in 18 balls in the range, I'll set out three sets of six balls, and I can tell you in 18 balls whether or not it's going to be a good day or not, whether or not the swing is there, or I'm going to have to search for it all day.
So is it a good day?
Right, so
hold on. So is it a? There's a follow up there, bro.
I only got to hit six before I had to come down here, so I was.
Well, you're
so
welcome.
I got 12 more to go. The first six were not bad, so hopefully we're on the right track.
Good. And now we've just killed them.
Yeah.
Between you and me and Morris Chestnut or Johnny Chestnut or Kenny Chesney.
I got somebody to blame now. That's all.
I mean, he needed a better song, Cubby. I mean, he needed something to hype him up a little bit, not Kenny Chesney.
Well,
so before he goes, you're going to –
Okay.
Before
he goes, you
got to play something for him.
Okay.
He needs some exit music.
I'll find something right now.
He's sitting that close to Mark. We're going to have to do something to knock the suck off before he takes the tee.
Well, no. At least he knows sitting next to me, I can hit it 300. Mike, sitting next to you, you can only hit it 200. So at least he's going to get a little rub off of me.
Oh, I can hit it 300. I just don't know in what direction.
Well, that's 150 down the middle and 150 left.
Yeah, it's more right. But that's okay. Not everybody can be Mark, thank God.
You are a hooker, aren't you? Because he's a lefty.
Oh, Lord.
You know, he's one of those guys. You know, 370 won last night at the Bulls Classic. 378 was the long one. Hopefully the grid's a little bit drier today than it was yesterday.
Because
I don't know if we got quite as much rain. Is the range, is it any drier out there? No. Is it wetter than it was last night? A little bit wetter, so you're not going to get any roll. Are you a low or a high ball hitter?
I am definitely a low ball hitter, so that's a disadvantage for
me. Well, you might get some hydroplane out there.
No, it's all good. I mean, you when you get a little time on the grid, you kind of know what you got to do. And so I got a game plan going into it. I just got to get warmed up and execute it, and hopefully it's good enough to qualify.
All right, so how much more time do you need to warm up? You're hitting a 9:15. I mean, I can sit here and keep chatting with you. How much more time you need?
It doesn't matter.
All the competition is talking. Yeah.
Hey, Mark. Yeah. Mark. You know why he doesn't need any more time? You know why Lana doesn't need more time to practice? This is why right here.
Why?
DJ Khaled. Yeah. All I do is win, no matter what.
That's good. That's good right there. I like that.
That's it right there.
You know, Jake, it's about time you actually earned your money in there. I mean, it's about time.
I like it. You're off script. That's good. That is amazing. That is amazing.
You like that?
That was sort of spontaneous. Good for you.
I can whoop out a 9-iron. You know, I can pull out my driver.
You didn't learn that watching The Bachelor.
No, I did not. Oh, by the way, The Bachelorette starts on Monday. I'll give you updates.
Oh, for love of Pete. See what we have to put up with all the time. See what I'm dealing with.
You know.
So how many balls do you get to hit in 3 minutes?
I think it's 8 balls this year. I think they changed it a little bit. The format, it used to be 6 in the past, but I think it's 8. And so you know, it kind of gives guys a little extra, you know, a little extra chance to do that, you know.
All right, so walk me through the 8 balls. If you are you just up there swinging for the fences for all 8 of them, or is there a goal to get one in play and then be able to swing for the fences?
My strategy is a little different. I try to kind of groove one in the middle, just kind of make sure that you got a mark out there, and then once you get that, then you can kind of, you know, free swing a little bit easier, a little bit more, and start going a little faster at it, and you know. That's kind of how I approach it, and that's how I always have been, and that's how I'll continue to do it.
Weather's – go ahead, Mike.
All right, Landon, tell us right now, who's the guy out there that you want to beat, the long drive equivalent of punching him in the face? Who do you want to beat?
Kevin Bullard's probably going to want me to say him, but I'm not too worried about Bull. So, you know, it's funny. There's not really anybody that I single out. I think there's – you know, 10 years ago there was 20 guys that could win this championship, and now there's probably 50 or 60 guys that have a legitimate shot. So the sport is a lot tighter, it's a lot closer, and guys are training more and you know, and really trying to compete and make this a job. And so there's not really one person. Everybody's an enemy when they're on the tee box, even if they're your friend. So there's no friends on the tee box.
So will you
All
go
right, seeing as Oh, go ahead,
so when you throw it out there 400, you're going to do a bat flip, you're going to do a club flip like Bautista, and then you'll be the guy everyone wants to punch in the face?
Well, I don't know if I'm gonna let him get that close to punching me. He got caught pretty good.
Yes, he did.
I actually played baseball against him in college, so he was scary back then. So I probably wouldn't get close to him.
All right, so we know 370 was the number last night. We know 378 was the long number in the semi by Justin James. What do you think the number is going to be this morning to handle it out there? I'm feeling just a touch of breeze coming back at us. Grid's a little bit wetter. Little low ceiling here. What do you think? Like 360s?
Yeah, I mean, if you hit it 65 today, you've hit a pretty good nugget on a wet grid, you know, out here. 40, you're probably looking anywhere from 35 to 45, maybe 50 is kind of where people are going to probably live. But 65 is going to be the big nugget, I think, today.
All right, so how many drivers do you break in a year?
I've actually only broken one this year.
Only one. Only it's one. Early, though.
Yeah. I'm not a real big I don't break a lot of heads. I actually was doing an appearance and broke one the other day, which kind of sucked. The guys in the group loved it, but, you know, for me, it was a good club. I didn't want it to break, you know. So it was one of the gamers. But, no, I don't break a lot of heads. But, I mean, over the course of 12 years of doing it, I've broken dozens of drivers. So.
All right, so optimal club head speed for you?
147.
147, yeah. which translate to a ball speed of?
Probably around 215.
It translates to a nugget on a wet grid is what we're talking about. I didn't think there was going to be math. I want to know about nuggets on a wet grid.
Yeah, I mean, if we're getting up there, I mean, and it's solid contact, it's going to be out there pretty good.
All right, so which city's white pages does that ball go through?
All of them if it's close enough. All of them.
Even New York City?
Even New York City.
Oh, that's what I like to hear. What about how thick of a piece of plywood can it go through?
I think in the shows that I do, I use a half-inch plywood, and you got to do about 200 miles an hour plus to get it through a half-inch thick piece of plywood.
See, I think Mike could get his golf ball stuck in a
watermelon. I've actually seen somebody
do it. Watermelon. He could get it stuck.
A watermelon, you're probably looking at. We could probably do that with like a 7-iron, maybe. Like, yeah. A stinger 7.
Mike, anything before I let Landon go and hit his last couple sets up on the range?
No, let's let him go and win this thing with some nuggets on a wet grid.
That might be the new slogan, nuggets on a wet grid.
I've already hashtagged it.
Well, Landon, man, we appreciate you hopping on with us. Go hit your last couple warm-ups, and you're at 9:15?
9:15.
All right, after you're done, I want you to swing back by and tell me what your longest one was.
All right, we'll do that.
All right, thanks a lot, man.
Thanks,
appreciate
buddy.
You coming on. All right. All I do is win, no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody... Wow. Well, there you go, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, I've got my favorite...
Landon Gentry.
I've got my favorite new hashtag, nuggets on a wet grid.
Nuggets on a wet grid.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Are we allowed to say that repeatedly on the radio?
I don't know. And then he brought the nuggets back again. I mean, it's all about the nuggets on the wet grid today. I am into that.